We're rolling.
I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Just tell me when you're ready.
Okay. I'll let you know.
All right. Just
I
hit.
I think I'm ready.
All right. Hit record. I'm ready.
And we are recording.
Oh. Well, I'm ready. That's good.
I've been ready. I was born ready, mother.
All right, welcome to the latest episode of Nerds with Attitude Podcast. We are on the road as usual. It's Scott and I, and we are in the Podmobile. What's up, Scott?
What's up, Kevin?
And it's been a while since we've chit-chatted.
Yeah.
We're not going to do memory lane so much today as what's on your mind. We're doing an episode of what's on...
Joe mind? No, wait, that's already done.
What's on yo mind?
What's on yo mind?
What's on nerd mind?
Well, you know, it's Christmas time.
It is Christmas time.
Yeah. This is probably going to come out after Christmas. So.
Oh, yeah, deep into February.
So what did you get for Christmas?
I'll start a little bit. My wife and I started doing something super cute. Oh, my God, it's so adorable. You're going to gag. You know what an advent calendar is, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we got an advent calendar for each other that we share, where I get the odd days and she gets the even days.
You are pretty odd.
And I fill... each of her 12 days. Shut up. What we got was this really large, it's almost like a dollhouse, but it's got 24 slots in it and they're numbered.
Okay.
And we put a little gift box in each of the days and then put some little trinkety thing in each box. So each day you get some little something.
Nice.
Well,
we are on the 21st. Is it the 21st?
Today, as of recording, yes, we are recording on the 21st.
December 21st.
So I have a box waiting for me when I get home. I'm
nice.
Excited.
Have you gotten anything in particular that really stands out so far? Answer carefully because she might listen.
So far, I have gotten, I got a Lego Chewbacca keychain, one of those real big ones where his feet light up.
Oh, cool.
You've seen them like 3 inches.
No,
I'm showing you with my hand, like the podcast listener. But if you're listening, see this? And right now, I feel like somebody listening to the radio is like, see this?
Exactly.
So I got that. And then she got me, remember the G.I. Joe micro fighters from the 80s? The little 1-inch tall figures?
Like the little Green Army men, kind of, but painted?
Well, no, there were 20 of them. There was like Duke and Grunt and Gung Ho and Dusty and a bat.
Yeah, they're in the poses.
They're in a pose. Green Army.
Like Green Army.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were like, you didn't understand what I was saying.
No, I got you.
Oh. So I got 3 of those so far. There might be more. I had put a bunch on a wish list because she's like, I need small, cheap things. So I just put a whole bunch of all kinds. Like the very first day, I got parts to the bomb disposal unit that I was missing.
Nice.
Which to her is nothing. But to me, I was super excited because it completed a vehicle.
Awesome.
So far I've gotten a wetsuit and flint and snake eyes.
Very cool.
And snake eyes apparently is one that's kind of hard to track down and get, so I'm excited to get him.
That's
still
awesome.
Has the silver on his sword. He's in really great shape.
I've only got 2 of those.
Which ones?
I've got Crimson Guard and Cobra Commander.
Aha.
Those are the only 2 I've got. I need a General Hawk.
Did they do a Hawk?
I think so.
I think he's posing. He's got like his gun in the air, I think. I'll have to check them. I actually had to start. I'm starting to get so many now. There's 20 that I had to start a checklist, and I have like a big red X over the ones that I have.
Very cool.
And down to like 3, I think. What I want to start next to try and get are the micro vehicles.
Oh, the little die-cast vehicles?
No, I have those. Those were put out by Tonka, I think.
Okay.
Maybe Matchbox. I forget who put them out, but they were like the little like 2.5-3-inch size vehicles that were die-cast metal. No, these were the same, like, 1-inch little rubber or plastic vehicles, but they came in a 2-pack, and I want to say it was through, like, McDonald's, Walmart, Happy Meal exclusive or something like that.
That sounds
cool. And you'd get a figure and a vehicle in a little baggie, and it was, like, Roadblock and the Persuader. Something. That's the only one I can remember off the top of my head.
Okay.
And the only one I have so far is the Mobat, but they did an APC, a Hiss, the Persuader, the Warthog, the Snowcat. I can't remember the rest.
That reminds me, have you ever seen the, not to interrupt your story about what you got, but have you ever seen the little miniature Hiss tank that they sell at Barnes & Noble?
Yes, I have one.
Yeah,
it is
too.
Exactly the same scale as those die-cast ones.
That's awesome. And it comes with a little book with all the file cards in it and all that. It's so cool.
Yeah, it came with like vintage packaging. And and it's great. It has lights and sounds.
Sitting on my desk at work.
Did you open it out of the box?
Oh, yeah.
Came with stickers?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That was really cool.
No, it was great to finally have a bad guy vehicle to go with the good guy vehicles. I think it was, I don't know if it was on purpose or not. I hope it was on purpose, but it is exactly to scale with those other ones.
Perfect.
It's perfect.
That's awesome.
Get a little army of them going, but I got mine off of Amazon. It was on once it was on sale for like 10 or 15 bucks.
The little his tank?
Yeah.
Oh, I got mine at Barnes & Noble. I think it was only $9.99.
Probably in that neighborhood, yeah. So that's what I've gotten that's memorable.
Awesome.
There's like a PlayStation gift card and some other little trinkety things that have been, it's been fun. Kind of looking forward to it. But then on the other side, like, okay, today's her day. Now I'm looking forward to like, ooh, what's she going to get? And she's gotten jewelry, like little thing, like little neck, like a Mary Poppins necklace.
Cool.
One day was tickets to see Mary Poppins.
Nice.
The hair bands, which you would think like hair bands, but she loved them. She's like, oh my God, these are perfect. I need more of these. So it's that kind of like, one day was like her favorite mints. Like I gave her three packs of mints fit in the gift box. So she got three packs of mints one day, and she loved it. She's like, these are great. I'm always running out. So,
what kind are they?
Icebreakers. Oh, okay. They kind of look like certs. They're big, round, and they have a little center.
Gotcha. A little green thing in the center? Yeah.
So
that's cool.
This has been Mint Talk. Nerds with Mint-a-tude. Mints with Attitude.
That's a Jewish thing, isn't
with
it?
With the MWA.
Minch with Attitude. Anyway.
The Minch.
I've got a advent calendar that Julie puts together every year. It's just this little wooden house with the 25 doors on it, and it's whatever she wants to put inside of there, and it's always either dark chocolate or dark chocolate with peppermint bark.
Nice.
Yes, and I got a thing for peppermint. I love that shit.
Yeah, they've got those peppermint crunch junior mints.
Oh, God.
Which you can only get at Target during the holidays.
And they're like crack. I just eat them up.
Yeah, no, like they're like $1 a box. Just go get a dozen and then you're good for, I don't know, I'd say the year.
A week.
But yeah. However long until the diabetes sets in.
That's right.
Speaking of advent calendars, I every year I've been for last, I think this is the third or fourth year, I've done the Lego Star Wars advent calendar.
Okay.
And this year was awful.
Oh, yeah?
It's just been, like, a bunch of dud vehicles from prequel series.
Okay.
And a couple of, like, is that a tank? I don't know. There was one that was, like, the very first, it was, like, 4 or 5 days in, and the first minifigure was Rose. I'm like, oh, man. And then it was, like, 2 weeks until the next minifigure.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, there was a really neat, they did Cloud City, like, out of, like, 8 pieces. It's adorable. There's even
cool.
Comes a cloud car that sticks onto it.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, that's been pretty neat. But for the most part, it's just been like a real dud of an advent for Star Wars Lego this year.
I've never done the Star Wars. I mean, I've always seen the Star Wars advent calendars, but I've never bought one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not a big Lego guy. They're expensive, and I don't have enough room for them.
I like some of the mini fighters and micro vehicles because they don't take up a lot of space. And then I'll collect some of the, like, stormtroopers and iconic characters kind of pose around them, and it's a lot of fun.
I still haven't built my Voltron. I still need to build that thing.
So we're stuck in a line of traffic that's not moving right now, and I'm about to cut everybody off like everybody else is doing.
Oh, God. We're all going to die.
I mean, I want that turn lane. Oh, I don't know why nobody's taking it. This has been Driving Talk with Nerds with Attitude.
Hold on, listeners.
Yeah, like years in the past, you've gotten like a cool, like the one you work towards is like a Christmas BB-8 or a white Chewbacca.
Oh, okay.
He's got like a red and green bandolier on him, that kind of thing. But this year,
cool.
I don't know what the one we're working towards is because, I don't know, maybe it's a snowman.
Shirtless Kylo Ren.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like a chest and feet. Did you see that somebody did out of Lego?
No.
It was very funny. They took like kid legs, but like the adult size bare chest kind of thing.
God.
Yeah.
It's funny. Everybody gives them a hard time about that. I'd like to see them without a shirt on. No, wait. No, I really wouldn't.
I was in really good shape. It was just the high waistline was the weird look.
It really was.
So what are your Christmas plans?
Well, Every Christmas morning, Julie's parents come over, and we make them breakfast. And first off, I wake up at like 4 o'clock in the morning because I'm a 10-year-old boy trapped in a 44-year-old man's body.
Are you going to wait like 9 hours to open presents?
Oh, no, no.
Are you waking everybody up at 6:30?
Julie wakes up with me. Sometimes, as a matter of fact, she'll just kind of roll over. And, are you awake? Yes, I'm awake. I've been awake for an hour. Let's go. So we'll get up extra early. We'll open up presents. And I've promised her that I wouldn't spoil her, but I have spoiled her rotten, as same. I always do. There's
same. I've also spoiled Julie rotten.
Have you? Mm-hmm. Well, I bet she'll appreciate that. Yeah. Now, we don't have kids, so we concentrate all our firepower on each other whenever it comes to presents. And yeah, this year I bought her a whole bunch of cool. She loves the show Outlander, so I bought her some cool Outlander stuff. And she's not going to listen to this, so I spill the beans.
Well, and it's also like this is coming out around Valentine's Day. By the time I get around to it,
happy Valentine's Day, everybody! What did you get for Christmas? And Julie's birthday is also December 23rd, so I took a vow whenever I met her that I would never mix the two holiday, you know, her birthday and Christmas together. I would always make sure there's a definitive line between mm-hmm. the two of them. And her favorite band is Snow Patrol, so I bought her tickets, as you're aware. I bought her tickets to see Snow Patrol in Las Vegas, and then the following week we're going to see him in Los Angeles. And
I also have tickets to that show in Los Angeles.
What?
We should go.
We should sit next to each other.
All right.
Okay. So, yeah.
We'll do an episode from there.
There, yeah, that'd be interesting. And then, let's see, her parents come over in the morning, and we make a breakfast. We open presents with them, and then we're going to go over to my parents' house and do the same lather, rinse, repeat. Same thing over at my parents' house.
All right. We're driving to Prescott, Arizona to see my parents and cool. spend about 3.5 days with them. And then we're going to come home, and I've promised my wife a snow day, so we're going to take the dogs and go up to the mountains and play in the snow. It'll be the first time my dogs have ever seen snow, so we'll see how that goes.
You know what? The first time my old cat, Star, the first time it snowed really good when we had her up there in the desert, it snowed about a foot, mm-hmm. and she was an indoor-outdoor cat. So she was just walking around outside going, what the fuck is this? So I picked her up and said, hey, check it out. And I just kind of tossed her lightly up into the snow. In. And she was, it was up past her belly. And she was just like, oh, no. She was too stunned to move. But too free, you know, she didn't want to stay there. And she just starts bellowing at me until I picked her up and got her out of it.
That's funny.
It was a good memory.
Our cats have learned how the dog door works, the dog flap.
Uh-oh.
And they keep trying to make breaks for it to get outside because they are indoor only.
Right.
And one of them was out in the backyard just like, hey, what's up? I have forgotten how to get back inside.
This is my space now.
Yeah. Yeah, not good. If French fry gets carried away by a hawk or something, I will have to burn down the neighborhood because that's where the hawks live.
In the neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We have big trees.
Mr. and Mrs. Hawk?
Yeah, no, actually, the animal, now we're talking Animal Planet.
Okay.
Crikey, in my neighborhood,
what have you got in your neighborhood?
On my street, all of the crows live in the trees on my street. Okay. And the next street over, all the hawks live in those trees. And they are constantly fighting each other, stealing each other's babies and eggs. And,
Jesus.
And fight. Yeah. Oh, it's fucking like gang warfare between the hawks and the crows.
So instead of the Crips and the Bloods, you got the hawks and the crows.
Mm-hmm.
And they walk down the street kind of
yep.
singing songs.
I don't know how birds
dancing.
Learn to snap their feathers like that.
Right?
But one of them, you know, the Officer Krupke is the neighborhood cat. And Officer
Katke? I don't know.
Hang on, I'm going to work out this pun. Hang on.
And so it's West Side Story in Riverside.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So this has been...
musical talk.
This is what happens when there's no script and we're just like, this is what we normally talk about on a drive.
What do you want to talk about in the podcast? I don't know. Me neither.
Whatever comes to mind. Apparently West Side Story is what comes to mind.
Well, you know, when you work in a theater and you're a theater nerd,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's what happens.
I do sound one of my gigs, one of my many, many gigs, other than doing sound for this podcast, because I'm the guy who owns all the microphones. The reason I own microphones is because I do live audio.
Well, hey, Belle Biv DeVoe is playing at Morongo.
January 4th. You've already missed it.
Let's do it. Son of a bitch. BBD?
Something. I think that girl is Poison. Right? Poison. Is that one of theirs?
Poison.
I have no idea.
I don't either.
That girl is Poison.
I think that might be Belle Biv DeVoe. I don't know. I haven't seen them since 1991.
Mm-hmm. What's the weirdest band that you've seen maybe past their prime?
Oh, Jesus.
At a fair, at a casino, you know.
Oh, boy. Well, the first one that pops into my mind, I don't even know if they ever really had a time, was the Mighty Mighty Bosstones with their dancer guy.
Yep, saw that about 2 years ago.
Yeah, at the Flogging Molly show. Who else have I seen? I mean, bands that I thought would have been out of their prime and terrible were like English Beat, but they were fucking phenomenal.
Didn't you tell me Def Leppard was awful?
Oh, Def Leppard is terrible. Yeah, and they're only terrible because Joe, especially if you see him like farther along in the tour, his voice is just gone. But I give him props. He starts out screaming, and it's just by song three. It's a whisper.
No more juice.
Yeah. But how about you?
I don't know. I saw Jars of Clay at Knott's Berry Farm. remember they had that song Flood?
Yeah.
I think it was called Flood.
Yeah.
That's one of those rare Christian bands that can kind of cross over into secular radio.
Yeah, know? they were on the alternative rock station mm-hmm. out here. Yeah.
I don't know. I think I saw the Four Tops also at a county fair.
I think you told me about that.
Or Temptations,
before.
One of them.
They were actually pretty good, though.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah.
I think we've talked about that on NerdTunes, which is one of the other fine programs you can listen to here on the Nerds with Attitude network of two shows.
That's right. That's right. Or it was one of our failed attempts at talking about Knott's Berry Farm. Or
oh my God. So there's audio out there that you're never going to hear. Mainly because the first time it recorded, the setting was wrong and you couldn't hear us. And then the second time we recorded it, the batteries died halfway through and you literally can't hear us because there's no recording.
So we just gave up.
We tried to record an episode
of... Are those dinosaurs over there?
...of Memory Lane. What? No. What?
Are those dinosaurs over there?
Yes.
There's dinosaurs over there. Okay. Hey, Kevin, I know you're driving, but look over there.
Hey, look directly into the sun.
As he checks the batteries to make sure it's
I know,
still
I'm like,
recording.
Make sure we're still recording and didn't quit 20 minutes ago.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so we tried to do an episode of Memory Lane talking about, like, Renaissance fairs and county fairs. And
janky places.
Like, janky theme parks that we've been to, you know, roadside attractions. And twice it has not been recorded.
It is not
so
meant to be.
It's not meant to be. I've given up. My heart is broken.
Once Maybe bit, we'll try it again.
What is it? Once bit, twice shy? So what's twice?
What? Once bitten, twice shy.
Right.
Yeah.
So what if you're bit twice?
Yeah.
Would you three times shy?
Oh, okay. I see what you're trying.
I feel like
you're trying.
George Bush. You'll fool me once. Shame on you.
You're not going to fool me again.
Can't fool me again. Fucking idiot. R.I.P.
Wrong Bush. I was just thinking about that the other day. I was at work and the... flags were still flying at half mast, and I'm like, how long do they fly at half mast for a president who's
passed away? Asked me about that, and I didn't know who it was for. I'm like, did somebody else die? Is it a regional thing?
I'm pretty sure it's still George Bush, but I don't know.
Maybe they're in mourning for the state of our current presidency.
Oh, Jesus. We don't talk about that on Nerds with Attitude.
Yeah, I know. We don't go political.
No. Oh, God. But, yeah, I just wasn't sure how long the flags fly at half-mast. So, if you know, please let us know.
Let us know in the comments.
By that time, we should know just how long they fly at half-mast. Oh.
Hey, all right, so you're my go-to Star Wars
yes.
person. There's supposed to be a new teaser for the new teaser. There's supposed to be a
teaser trailer.
A teaser for the teaser trailer
okay.
coming out, right?
Yeah, that's the rumor. Yeah.
I wonder if that'll have aired by the time people are listening to this.
I'm sure by the time this comes out, they will be.
Well, it will be deep into 2023. So, how did you like Unnamed Ninth movie?
It was amazing. I mean, I can't believe that J.J. Abrams did that with the movie. I mean,
can you believe that thing that happened with that lightsaber?
No. And the Millennium Falcon, the way it did the thing on the place?
Well, I liked the part where it flipped, barrel rolled upside down and then went sideways through the canyon.
Oh.
That was my favorite part.
Man, I've never seen that anything like that before. Not in every other movie that the Millennium Falcon is in. Except for A New Hope, when they didn't quite have that technology yet.
They could make that happen. Sideways?
Yeah.
Did it not go sideways?
Not really. Was in the special editions, it kind of did, but... Yeah, it was Empire Strikes Back where the Millennium Falcon really let loose. If you think about it, every time the Falcon did anything, it was coming straight at you.
Hmm.
Or straight away.
That's true. They only had the track that they could go in like one direction with the cameras.
Pretty much. Then they made a little money, and then all of a sudden the Falcon could do the flippy flip.
The flippy flip?
The flippy
flip. Is that the technical term?
It is. It's George Lucas, he named it the flippy flip, and next thing you know, the Falcon's doing all sorts of flippity flips.
Mm-hmm. Trademark. Lucasfilm.
Flippity flip.
1978. Flippity flip.
Flippity flip. You heard it here first, I suppose.
So this was a question I asked you earlier that I... So Luke was heading into power convert. He wanted to go to Tashi Station for power converters, right?
Correct, yes.
For what? Is the dude into, like, ham radio or, like, RC cars? Like, what's he need power converters for?
I honestly think it was for his hot rod T60 Skyhopper that he flies all over the place. Possibly his land speeder.
While he's targeting Wampa.
Womp rats.
Womp rats.
Yes.
Or Wampas.
Or Wampas. I mean, they're a little easier to hit.
Mm-hmm.
But,
definitely larger than 2 meters, though.
Yes, definitely. Because I was thinking about it, you know, if he was going there to pick up something for the moisture farm, I don't think his uncle would have scolded him for it, you know, telling him he could waste time with his friends later. I honestly think it was just for his little car.
If Luke were smart,
yes,
which we know he's not. Well, he is smart. He's just a bad decision maker. His bad impulse control.
He really does, yes.
If he were smart, he'd be like, sure, Uncle Owen, I'll go pick up your moisture evaporators. And then while he's there,
pick up
his power converters. And then when Uncle Owen's all like, oh, what took so long? He'd be like, oh, there was a really long line. Let's say more like Luke, there was a really long line.
Oh, God. It's, yeah, you know?
Right.
Think about these things, Luke. Jesus.
Man.
Well, he's dead now, so it doesn't matter.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Of course, what he did in the movie, it was amazing as the Force Ghost.
I was not aware that you could come back to life after being a Force Ghost.
No?
So it was great to see the CG Alec Guinness come back to life.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And CG young Anakin.
Yeah. Wow.
Hayden Christensen's still alive, but they use a CG instead. fuck that guy.
It's just wrong.
Uh-huh.
Well, did you know that he's a soccer player now?
Is he?
Yeah. He actually plays the football.
Oh.
Yeah.
Probably on grass fields only, though, right?
Canada.
I guess you wouldn't play soccer on a sand.
I don't think
like volleyball. Definitely that dude's not playing volleyball.
Not on sand.
No.
It gets everywhere.
Yep.
He hates it.
Yep. I'm sure he hates more people telling him how much he hates sand.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Just like put like a pound of sand in a baggie.
Just like mail it to Hayden Christensen.
All right. Well, that's no. I was going to say, like, take it to him to sign at a convention. Will you sign my sand?
Oh, I could totally do a Tatooine action figure package where it's just a dune on the background, and then just put some sand inside the blister. oh shit! That's too much fun.
Name it like, you know, Anakin home planet Tatooine. You know, in parentheses.
Right. Right.
Like, will you sign my Tatooine action figure?
Be like, just look at me. Seriously? Yeah, man. Get this guy out of my face. Oh,
but God. I'm the only one here.
You know, we recently rewatched the prequels. Mm-hmm. And
on what? What do you mean we? Who's this we?
The Sarlacc Digest podcast.
And what's that?
It's the other podcast on the Raw Live Unedited Network, rawlivepod.com. Where we talk about nothing but Star Wars shit, and it's a lot of fun.
Oh, that I think we're also on the RLU network.
We are on the RLU network.
Are there other podcasts on the RLU network?
Why, now that you mention it, there they're not
not so subtle advertisement in the
exactly.
middle of this.
They're Not Dolls podcast. The mm-hmm. There's also a Walking Dead podcast, which I can't for the life of me remember the name of it is.
Isn't it just called The Walking Dead something or other?
Could be. I'll ask Ernie.
Well, I know there's Who Will Survive.
Who Will Survive, the horror podcast. And
Hoth Topic.
Hoth Topic with Chris, where he usually...
What was the one you recently he was telling me? What was his most recent one that he did?
Well, his most recent one was kind of like a Q&A with the listeners. They would mm-hmm. send in questions and he would answer it. But
I thought that you told me it was about Luke. That's why it was on my mind.
His episode 4, which he mentions in almost every episode, because it is actually a very good analytical look at Luke Skywalker and why Luke Skywalker should have done exactly what he did in The Last Jedi, is episode 4. So if you can track down episode 4 of Hoth Topic, he breaks it down for you and tells you why, if you hated Luke in The Last Jedi, that you're wrong. So, but anyway... What was I saying? Oh, yes. So on Sarlacc Digest, we recently rewatched the prequels and determined that the worst part of the prequels was anytime Natalie Portman opened her mouth.
Really?
Yes. Hayden Christensen was bad, but she was worse.
I don't know. I feel like she was doing her acting chops against a blue screen. And I'm calling Hayden Christensen a blue screen. I do. I think she had acting chops. Ewan McGregor had acting chops, and I think they were doing the best they could with no direction and terrible acting partners.
But even Hayden Christensen was nailing like the emotional parts. It's just it felt like you could see the emotion, but anytime he spoke the words, it was like he was reading it off the script. Mm. But yeah, it's all bad.
Yeah, the number 2.
Episode 2. Yeah, episode 2 for me is barely watchable. It's only enjoyable because of Jango Fett. For some reason, Jango Fett I enjoy.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I used to think, because I kind of like the actual Clone Wars that happens in the Clone Wars or attack of the, when the clones attack,
right,
at
the
like
last
the 15
minutes.
The 4-hour mark. Right. I'm not kidding. It's a hefty 2 hours or more before that war starts.
Yes.
I was remembering that as like, I like this movie of the 3. And as it turns out, I don't. I actually like the 3rd one.
Yeah, the 3rd one. Well, Attack of the Clones, the CG does not hold up. It looks like a bad animated cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
And the CG in the actual Clone Wars cartoon is better. But... you know, Revenge of the Sith isn't bad.
I found it very... it was fun and very watchable, and nothing drove me crazy.
No.
And was like, there were no groaner moments in any of it.
No, not really. There are a couple. There's a scene where Padme is like on her patio combing her hair, and they have this really weird exchange about love being blind and all that, and I'm just like, oh, just shut the fuck up. It's terrible. But episode 2 is the one that I have the worst time with.
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah, it really is. Phantom Menace is cool. It's got an overly long car race in the middle of it, but otherwise it's
you know, like Ben-Hur,
it's cool, right? It's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, we should talk about this later. I was going to talk about the new Mary Poppins, like current stuff that's in the theaters. You saw Spider-Man? The Spider-Man? You've seen the Spider-Man?
I did not see the Spider-Man.
Oh, I thought you did?
Nope, not yet.
Fuck,
I saw the Aquaman.
Come on. All right. I'm not going to see Aquaman, so you tell me about... Oh, yeah. Man.
It's National Treasure meets Guardians of the Galaxy and Tron and Jurassic World. It's all of these movies mushed together with a happy Aquaman.
Is it a huge CG mess, final fight, like the rest of the DC movies?
I'm trying to remember what the final fight was. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of those massive mess fights in there, but they do a pretty good job. That what they do in this movie that they didn't in the others is the characters have color.
Yeah.
So you can tell who's the good guy and who's the bad guy.
Yeah, only Wonder Woman had color.
Yeah.
Everything else was the most drab World War One. Everything was gray.
Yeah. But in this, everybody's got colors. The bad guys are either in bright white armor or bright red armor, or there's... I mean,
And the Black Manta was...
Black Manta's awesome.
So who's the villain?
The villain is Ocean Master. That is the main villain.
Okay, who that's that guy from the... I only know him from A-Team, but he's an asshole in everything.
Was he in A-Team?
Mm-hmm. He played Agent Smith.
Oh, okay.
For the CIA, who was sort of their nemesis.
Yeah, he is really good at being that character. I mean, he nailed it. The thing I really enjoyed about Aquaman compared to the others is they just said, fuck it, let's embrace the stupidity of the mm-hmm. premise. Because it's a dumb premise. It really is. You know, a whole underwater scene where people are living in harmony with mermaids and fish and octopus, and there's an octopus playing bongos during part of it. I mean, it's just dumb, but like Guardians of the Galaxy, they embrace the dumb, and it works.
Okay.
So if you can get by, you know, an octopus playing bongo drums, it's a cool movie. It is a lot of fun.
All right. It's absolutely not for me.
I was going, and I think I told you that too earlier. I said, Kevin, this is not your movie.
No.
But as a longtime Aquaman fan, which I am unabashedly an Aquaman fan, it was a fun movie. It's exactly what I kind of wanted it to be. And I say kind of. The only problem I have with it is the fact that the suit's right, but he just doesn't look like Aquaman. He's very exotic looking because he's a very exotic looking guy,
mm-hmm.
and Aquaman is not. Aquaman is when's a blonde hair.
When's he get the orange and green? The final shot in the trailer is him coming up with the trident in the classic orange and green.
Right.
When's that happen?
That happens about three quarters of the way through the movie because he's got to earn it.
Got it.
Yeah. So, but it really works. He looks like Aquaman. He acts like early Aquaman before a life of tragedy. So.
All right. Willem Dafoe's in it.
Yeah, Willem Dafoe plays Vulko, who's kind of his mentor. How do I want to put it? It's like his go-between. Vulko shows up to Arthur throughout his life and teaches him how to fight and teaches him some of the ways of the Atlanteans and all that. That way, whenever he eventually comes in to try and reclaim his throne, he's more prepared.
Prepared.
Yeah.
Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman's great.
Is she in it a bunch? Or just in the beginning?
Not a bunch.
Or?
She's in it at the beginning, and she's in it. You're not going to see it, right?
I'm not going to see it.
By the time this comes out, it's been out. And she's in it about three quarters of the way through when he gets his orange suit.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
She's like, here's your suit. Go on out. Be home when the streetlights turn on.
It kind of, sort of. That's the part of the movie where it's like Clash of the Titans.
Because they have a light.
Yes, I know. I'm very well aware. Yeah. That's the part of the movie that's like Clash of the Titans where the big monster comes out.
Gotcha.
And he's going to fight the big monster. So, because it is every single Hollywood movie all wrapped up into one.
What is wrong with DC that they can't? That's fine. It was enjoyable and you liked it,
You know how they always have the big trash in the sky mm-hmm. scene at the end? Well, there's no trash in the sky, but there's trash on Earth. The Atlanteans' first strike is to take all of the waste that we've dumped into the ocean and throw it back on the land.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So there's some political messages there, you know, about saving the environment. There's a lot of environmental cues in there, which
aren't bad.
No, it's honest to God truth, so you know, take it how you will.
All right.
So Aquaman, I give it two flippers up.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Five starfish, four starfish out of five.
Ah, there you go. We got it. Four out of five starfish.
Four out of five starfish.
Got
yes.
it. Nailed it.
Thank you.
Did not stick the landing.
No, I did not.
Yeah, we'll talk about it more with the group. We're having our big group meeting in about a week, and we'll probably record there when we have all the guys in the same room.
I'm pretty sure Bobby Lemons would have seen it by then.
But we'll talk about Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
I am hoping to see that this weekend, and I am definitely seeing
that
this
weekend.
The
big movies that have come out recently? There's that Mortal Machines, the new Peter Jackson movie.
Mortal Engines.
It's,
yeah. Is that Peter Jackson?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's a steampunk wet dream right there.
I saw the premise of it, and I'm like, that just looks dumb. But so does Aquaman, and I liked it.
Well, I look at Mortal Machines, and I'm like, I want to see that. That looks fun. That looks fantasy and silly and dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, they. I guess the premise is in the future, all the major cities are now on wheels.
Something like that.
Something like that.
It feels like a Doctor Who episode. Because there was a Doctor Who episode where in the future in London, like they had to leave Earth. So they just took London and put it on like a giant space whale. And now they just, London, it floats through space as a giant London spaceship.
As you do.
Yeah. That felt very Terry Pratchett with,
right.
Discworld.
Yeah.
So, which it was probably a nod to.
Probably, yeah.
But, so we'll talk about those. Any toys out? You got any toy purchases you've done recently?
Toy purchase. Yes, I did. I finally, from my own personal G.I. Joe collection, bought one of my grails, one of the last two pieces I needed. It was the Dreadnought Air Assault.
Now, for the people listening, let's dive into this a little bit. When you say the last two pieces,
yes,
let's clarify what that means.
Sure.
What does your collection entail? We're just talking G.I. Joe.
Just G.I. Joe. My G.I. Joe only collection consists of every action figure and every vehicle from 1982 to 1994. Except for the Viper glider.
Yep.
And the Viper glider is it. That's the only one I currently need to complete.
Just about
collection.
A year ago, you had like five you were missing.
Yes, and they were the five expensive ones.
It was the Pack Rat for some reason. Or no, the Mouse Attack. What, Radar Rat?
Radar Rat.
The Sears Mauler, the black one.
No, it's the Mobot. The Mobat.
What did I say? Mauler? Sorry. Yeah.
The cat tank. The crimson cat tank.
Crimson cat tank, which is actually more black than crimson.
Yes.
Both gliders.
Yeah.
And the air assault.
Yes.
And I know just recently you picked up the Falcon glider.
I did.
And now you just got the air assault.
That's it.
So I do remember I was there when you found the dinosaur to go with the Dino Hunter set.
That was a major achievement. Major life achievement. I got that.
There were
lame
actually two at that show. You hadn't seen them for years, and there were two at that show.
Yeah, and Drew gave me a great deal on them, so I was very happy.
So if you can imagine, go through like yojo.com, you know, or 3D Joe's.
Or pick up Mark Bellomo's current new book, third edition.
It's a good-looking book.
Yeah, it is.
I got to get a copy
edition.
Of that so bad.
They actually have it at my Barnes & Noble.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were out of stock everywhere.
No, my Barnes & Noble's got
it. Well, it was on some wish list, so I'm waiting to see if it shows up for Christmas. And
cool.
If not, I am picking that sucker up.
There we go.
But yeah, so you if it were a checklist of everything, Mission Brazil, Mail Away, Ninja Viper.
Yes. I did
Head Steel Brigade.
Goldhead Steel Brigade. Now, to my caveat is I've got three Steel Brigade figures. One of them is a Goldhead, and the other two are different ones. But like Starduster, there's four variations of Starduster. I only have one. I don't need four variations of everything. If I get bored and decide to track those down later, then so be it. But I don't consider those a must.
So I am also one item away from completing the 1982 Straight Arm lineup.
Very cool.
That's it. I'm so far behind you. Actually, I don't even have the desire to have a complete G.I. Joe collection. There's a lot in there that I'm not interested in.
Yeah.
But there's also a lot beyond 94 into like late 90s, early 2000s when figures started getting weird or they'd start doing two packs of Joe versus Cobra. That some of those I've picked up and really, really like a lot.
Some of them are pretty cool, yeah.
There one that comes to mind, there was a two pack of Tripwire and somebody else. But Tripwire's in green and black. And he looks like Night Force Tripwire.
Yeah.
And same with Pathfinder, where they have him in like kind of a dusty black and real, real dark blue or dark gray.
Yeah.
Also looks like a Night Force Pathfinder.
There's also a Lady J that's out there that's in kind of a gray and black swirly
camouflage.
Yeah,
she kind of looks like the Vipra a little bit.
Yes, yeah.
I used to have that. I need to track her down again.
And then there's a Stalker who's in really dark green camouflage.
That was part of the Stars and Stripes Forever.
Eight
of them? Where it came with like the hill with the flag.
Right.
And that's really the only one that I want from that set.
Yeah.
There's a variant in that set where it's rock and roll, but he's black.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think it's him. It's something. There's a skin tone variation on one of the characters
that
was made wrong. That's the extent of my knowledge on Stars and Stripes Forever.
Okay. Well, but yeah, that's what I got for my most recent G.I. Joe acquisition.
Nice.
And judging on the prices, it's going to be a while before I can afford a Viper glider,
mm-hmm.
especially after what I just paid for the Dreadnought Garrison.
But that seemed like it was about in line with how much they've been going for years. Give or take. A little on the high end, but still... About what they've been going for.
Yes, and it came with the blueprints,
mm-hmm.
and it was complete and completely unbroken. There is not a single crack in it. It is perfect.
Nice.
So, and a lot of times I will buy something and it'll come in and I'll be disappointed in it. It's like missing a sticker. It's missing something on it, or something's got a crack. You okay? All right. Yeah, sometimes I'll get something in and it'll be missing something, or it'll have a crack in it, or it's just, this one in particular was perfect.
Nice.
So, hey, we're at this corner here, and I look over and I see the nativity scene that looks like two dinosaurs fighting over a baby.
No, it's two T-Rexes fighting over a table saw.
Oh, is that, that's it. Two T-Rexes fighting over, and that's all I can see now. Two T-Rexes fighting over a table saw.
Yeah, that's the one. That's pretty spot on.
Yeah.
With the 82 lineup, I unless it comes my way through magic, like I buy a lot and there happens to be a Mickey Mouse Cobra Commander in there, I'm never ever going to pay the price for a Mickey Cobra Commander. Don't care. I have from you mint out of the package 83 Cobra Commander, because it's never been touched.
Nope.
And that's
we are the first two people to actually touch that figure since it was originally taken out of
like
its package.
Like the joints cracked for the first time. Not like broken crack, but like you could break the seal when they moved for the first time. And I almost felt bad, like, I shouldn't have bent his knees. but yeah, he's so I have a perfect 83. But yeah, 82, I just picked up a straight arm Zap he needs a left arm. But he had all his accessories, and the rest of the figure looks great.
That's awesome.
So, and I know his hands break, either thumbs or hands break on almost every Zap ever made.
Zap and Steeler, man. Those 82s are rough.
And Steeler is the last one I need. Then I'll have all 15 original straight arm 82s.
Very cool.
Otherwise, I don't care about collecting entire years. There are, like, I believe it's 85
is a great year.
It's 84, 85 I have every figure from, but only because it's a great year and I wanted every figure.
Yeah.
But almost every other year there's one, at least one that I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
And I think it's either 91 or 92, there's like 15 of them where I'm like, don't care. Like I'm not missing any because I have every one that I want.
Right. Now, what ended up happening is I was buying figures and doing trades with a guy named Roman over at Frankenson's in the City of Industry.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a great guy. And these trades would just have masses of figures in them. They're just tons of figures. And I bought Mark Bellomo's second edition book and used it as a checklist just to figure out who the fuck these characters were.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea who some of these people were. And using that book and doing these trades is how I acquired so many of these figures that I never would have sought out. And I'm like, well, I've gone this far.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well finish it off. So, yeah.
Yeah, Jesus, at the last Temecula show, I did my head count afterwards, and I went through everything. I bought 25 figures.
Damn.
Which may or may not seem like a lot, but they were all complete, minus two or three I bought just for the parts. But 25 figures, all added to the checklist. I hit Star Brigade real hard. There's only a couple now that I'm missing.
It's a good feeling whenever you get those.
Cobra Commander and the good Roadblock.
Right.
They did Roadblock, same figure in different colors.
Yeah.
Like back to back, and I have the second one that came out.
And I white and blue or white and orange or
something like
that.
I want the first one where I think he's like black and orange, or he's better colors.
Yeah.
So I know those two for sure. But yeah, I picked up a ton. I keep a database for all of my O-ring figures.
As you should.
And that show put me over 300.
Nice.
Which, now, I understand, Jesus, between 82 and, 2005, when the 25th anniversary one started coming out, how many did they make? Like 500 or 600?
Oh, yeah.
Different figures?
At a minimum.
And almost no duplicates. There's, for me, army building is I have three Alley Vipers. Like, that's okay. That's army building for me.
I've army built blue shirts to the point where I've got, like, I don't know, four or five of each. Mm-hmm. Or the Cobra officer or the straight-up Cobra trooper. Night Vipers, which I've got about 10, 11 Night Vipers.
Oh, jeez.
And Crimson Guard, which I think I've got 8 Crimson Guard figures.
Yeah. All right.
That's it. That's my... Oh, I've got 3 Bats.
I think I also have, like, 3 Shockwave. Because
that's a cool figure.
I was able to get 2 of them. Like, I was looking for one that was complete and in good shape, and I got a 2-pack basically from a guy off of eBay, and I couldn't say no. It was the right price.
Cool.
And then I had one that's kind of a incomplete beater figure.
But you have the Night Force version of him?
Don't.
Yeah, it's
there's the Night Force version, and then there's, what is it, the Joe versus Cobra version, where he's kind of like green and black or something. There's
okay.
There's like another version of him. He might even been gone by a different name. But it's definitely the Shockwave figure, but he's in sort of a greenish and looks so good. Love that character.
That's cool. Yeah, I've got 2 of the Night Force version. I've got a loose one that sits in my little night landing craft, and I've got – they came in – you remember those pocket packs, like the belt pack mm-hmm. with the mm-hmm. three – there was a Night Force one that had – it was black, and inside of it there's Night Force, Shockwave, Night Force repeater, and –
that came with a pocket pack?
Yeah.
I've never seen that before.
When next time you come over, I'll show it to
you. Holy
crap.
I would love to have that.
Fast Draw. For some reason, Fast Draw's in it without any
but
of his
regular
accessories.
Colors?
Yeah. Regular colors, no accessories.
Weird.
Fast Draw.
Huh. Well, all right. We are at our destination, so...
We went to Vaughn's, just so you know.
We're getting Starbucks.
Full disclosure.
Actually, I'll be honest. What we're doing here is I'm dropping off a gift card to one of my favorite baristas. That's what over the past couple of years, wife and I have picked different ways to give back to our community some way. One year, she made Jesus. We made 2.
She made Jesus?
Yes.
That's insane.
We made 2 5-pound boxes of cookies, and we took them to each fire station here in town on Christmas Day. To this, like, thank you for your service kind of thing. This year, we picked our 5 favorite service industry people. 2 different Starbucks baristas that are just... They're
cool people.
They're amazing. Yeah. Really nice. They go above and beyond. Actually, a girl that's at the UPS store that I have, somebody she knows, she picked one. So anyways, and we got them gift cards for a movie theater or something like that.
That's awesome.
And so I have to track him down. It's almost Christmas, and I'm running out of time, so I need to track these people down and give them their holiday gift cards. So.
That's awesome.
So that's what I recommend somebody do. It wasn't terrible. It was $100, you know, split between 5 people. So totally affordable. We spent more than that in flour and butter when making cookies for the fire department. but it's not about how much money. It's just do that extra little something for somebody out there who's, you know, going above and beyond for you and is kind of special and, you know, do something nice.
They're working a minimum wage job, and I'm sure they don't get all the appreciation out there. So.
Yeah, and Starbucks probably isn't giving them... You know, movie gift certificates.
Hell, Starbucks actually is open on Christmas Day. So, yeah.
So, there you go. Well, anyways, if you are a fan of this podcast, we would love your support. Follow us on social media. You can go to nerdswithattitudepodcast.com where there are links to all of our social media of Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all that fun stuff. Scott, are we on Snapchat?
No, we are not on Snapchat, but we are on Tumblr and, no, not Tumblr. Yeah, what was the one I was thinking of?
No, we're on Tumblr, but only our nudes.
That's right. That's right.
So,
no, and we're on Grindr, I think, right?
Yeah,
we're on
something
Grindr.
Like that.
Yeah.
My favorite sandwich. We're also on Patreon. If you are interested in sharing some holiday love with us, supporting us financially for just as little as $1 a month, Chip, you know, throw a buck in the hat as we pass it around. You can get some extra bonus content, some silly photos, extra audio stuff. At higher levels, you get some cool swag and get original art from Scott and
Yay.
Some random toys. You know, it's up to you, whatever you want, t-shirt. And that money goes directly to finance, just hosting fees and microphones and that kind of stuff. We just do this for fun. We're not making any money off of it.
Not a damn dime.
You should see how disappointed Scott looks now that he just found that out.
Sad. So
sad. Also, like we mentioned earlier, we're on the RLU network.
RawLivePod.com.
And subscribe to all our shows. Hit us up in the comments for this. What did we ask people to let us know how long flags are supposed to stay at half mast?
Yeah, there we go.
And I hope everybody had a wonderful holiday season.
Yeah, happy holidays, nerds.
All right, keep it merry.
Keep it merry.